launched in style last night at Chire in Liverpool city centre, Liverpool's Fashion Week. Joining me now, I think they're both suffering a little bit worse for wear, Sophie Anderton and Julian Bennett. How did it go?
Oh, it was fantastic. Everyone looked amazing. It was a really, really good launch night for London for a Fashion Week. I've just done London Fashion Week. Right. And I have to say, Liverpool did it in style.
Well, you know, that's what we do best, really. You know, style, dressing up and partying. So, I'm glad it went well. Liverpool Fashion Week, it's a regular feature now, isn't it, Julian?
Yeah, well, this is the second year. I think last year went really, really well. And I think a lot of people realised that, you know, we could do something even better this year. So we got a lot more sponsors involved. And a lot more great designers. I'm actually bringing up some British London designers up for the Tuesday night, the 10th of March. Sophie was obviously kind of doing some modelling for us as well because she does it well.
I have an amazing Indian designer called Javin Vaya, who is a very good friend of mine. He will be doing London Fashion Week actually next season. So this is a great way of him actually getting his foot in the door into the British designer community. So I'm very excited to be bringing him up. And I'm also going to be doing Rosa Couture.
You've got Rosa Couture, who's
a Russian designer.
Amazing Russian designer who's just brought her first collection over here now. I've also got Samantha Cole coming up, who has the most beautiful clothes. Very Victorian-edged with the 21st
century. Yeah, and Caprice is showing as well, isn't she?
Caprice is doing her lingerie up here.
Oh, does she design? Of course she does lingerie.
Yeah, lingerie, yes, darling. Yeah. We should get you down there.
Very good. So it's great to get out to London then, isn't it?
I love Liverpool.
No, I have to say, I've had a fantastic time. I'm looking forward to coming back up on the 10th.
Okay, yeah. So what sort of things are going to be happening in the actual Fashion Week itself,
Well, Julian? We've got shows Monday to Friday. We've got six collections every evening. This time round, we've taken away from the clubs and the bars. We're doing them in hotels and galleries. Make it more of a fashion thing as such. And I've got some great designers. And on the final night, on the Friday night, is a charity fashion show. We've got about 26 celebrities of ages from 6 to 50 who will be wearing designer clothes from the week.
There's celebrities who are 6 years of age?
Yes, darling.
Oh, really?
Me! My dog, Lulu. But they've got a great broad aspect of ages of celebrities who will be modelling on the Friday night, and 50% of the takings on the door will go to a children's charity. I'm not too sure. That's terrible of me not to know, but I will find out.
Or going,
you know,
to a good cause. That's the main
thing.
So what basically happens at these fashion shows then? Is it just a case of, you know, the likes of yourself, Sophie, parading up and down in beautiful gowns?
It's not quite that easy, thank you very much. There's rehearsals, there's fittings, a lot of waiting around. Obviously hair and makeup and stuff. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm coming up, I'm opening and closing the show. So it is quite a bit of a pressure when you're doing that. And I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, it's going to be, I think it's more of a pressure. Obviously, there's going to be younger models. They get a lot more nervous than we do. I'm kind of a veteran after 15 years. So for me, it's just really good fun.
And you still look as fresh as the day you started, darling.
I'm not that fresh this morning.
And how did you get into the business then in the first place?
I won 4 modelling competitions, 2 national, 2 regional, when I was 15. And I moved up to be a Models 1. And then I was very lucky. I mean, I was working straight away. I never did the starving model thing. I was very, very lucky, very blessed. Did Paris, Milan, New York, everything. And then when I was 19, I was plucked out of obscurity by Her Brits and did the Gossard Wonder Bra
now
campaign.
Tell us a little bit about that, because I was just reading a quotation. Her Brits had a strapline, didn't he? Who said a woman couldn't get pleasure from something soft?
Yeah, it was in the era of Spice Girls and the sort of girl power and everything. And, you know, after the Hello Boys was such a success and I took over from Ava, they wanted to come up with something which wasn't so in your face, but a little bit more sort of subtle. It wasn't that subtle, though. I mean, there were so many complaints. Billboards were getting pulled down all over Europe. And they had to basically airbrush out my nipples and put them back up again.
And what was the reaction from the man on the street?
Apparently, there were a lot of car crashes, from what I was told.
I heard that as well.
Yeah, I mean, there was obviously Hello Boys, and then there was that. And then since that campaign, it wasn't until Sophie Dahl did Opium, there was ever such a hoo-ha.
Yeah.
But especially, I mean, Ireland were up in arms big time. I mean, all the Catholic countries were just like, who is this girl? Da, da. And I was actually getting really quite in the neck.
And how old were you then?
I was 19.
A lot of pressure then.
Yeah, it was. But I did that for 3 years. And then obviously I've been very lucky ever since. And I've kind of, now I'm diversifying more into, I'm doing acting. I've got a couple of movies next year. I'm shooting one in America, one here. Some TV presenting coming up. And I'm also doing my own lingerie and swimwear company as well.
Very, very, very busy girl. Yes. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. We're talking about Liverpool Fashion Week with my special guests in the studio, Sophie Anderson and Julian Bennett. Now, Sophie, you were involved in quite a number of reality TV shows as well, weren't you?
I was. My favourite, I would say, was Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. My least favourite, Love Island.
Really? Why? Why was that?
My mother said, put me in with a bunch of nitwits and I turned into one, and I pretty much did. Yes. I'm not very good. The whole hanging out with celebrity thing, I mean, my friends are very down to earth, hardworking career women, and I just find it very hard. I struggled in there.
So being on the Love Island, are you literally being watched 24 hours a day?
Yeah.
Is it like Big Brother?
It was actually, well, this year, the year I did was, I thought it was going to be like the first year, which was just lying around a nice luxury pad on an island. Lovely. No, it turned into Big Brother in Fiji, and I swore I'd never do Big Brother for a very good reason. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and it was great for the production company. It wasn't so great for me, but it did win over a hell of a lot of women because they realised I was just as insecure and as neurotic as the next woman. You know, I've got just as many insecurities. I mean, I worry about what my bum looks like, this, that, and the other, weight. I mean, every woman's like that. I'm also incredibly emotional. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I got a bit in the neck for it, but I was just like, so what? It's an experience. It's a job. I was getting paid to be out there.
Absolutely.
You know?
In Fiji.
Now, you do, you know, you're living your life in the public spotlight a lot of the time. How do you react to what is going on with Jade Goody at the moment?
Funny enough, my PR represents her. It's absolutely tragic. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to know that you're going to leave this world and you're leaving two little boys. And I mean, so her family and the people closest to her, I mean, it must be devastating. But I do think she's incredibly brave, and she's bringing such awareness to cancer, cervical cancer. And maybe now, you know, the government will start lowering the ages for the smear test and everything. And women will actually, and they will lower it down to be honest, it should be down to 14, 15. It shouldn't be that late, because maybe they can catch it in early stages if we actually lower the age limits. So I do think that she actually is changing the way the NHS looks at cervical cancer, and maybe bring in a few early preventions instead of leaving it so late. 23 is too late.
Absolutely. Getting back to Liverpool Fashion Week, Julian, how much work goes into organising an event such as that?
Darling, wake me up before you go, girl. No, a lot. I mean, you know, you've got to look at the fact that, you know, finding venues, you're also scouting for the models. You know, we're talking months in advance for this because everything needs to be booked up and everything within the week. Once you've got the models, it's finding the designers, who's going to showcase.
Are the designers lining up to take part, or do you have to cajole them?
No, not at all. No, because last year.
You have to pick the right ones as well. I mean, there's a lot of really shoddy designers out there. I mean, but if you can sift through the crap.
What makes a good designer then?
I think it's innovative designs. It's taking a bit of a risk, taking pride in the work, not just. And there's a lot of designers just churn out these designs, and they think, you know, just because they built a name and stuff, that the designs are going to be great. The quality usually is absolutely terrible. Personally, for me, I mean, it's like this is my Indian friend Javin. His quality of his work is phenomenal. And I think.
Is he going to be big? Is he going to be one of the big designers of tomorrow?
I believe he will be. I believe he will especially be very, very big within the Asian community, especially Indians, especially living in the Western world, because his designs are absolutely stunning, but it's nothing slutty about them at all. It's either you show it back and it's covered at the front.
There's a lot of influence still from India. You know, it's the just beading's taking it to phenomenal. The next level. Absolutely.
But it's the intricacy that goes into the work. And I always look at the love and the passion that's gone into a design.
What's it like being on the catwalk as a model? You know, you're strutting your stuff down there. Is it like being on the stage, you know, work from it. An actor, actress's point of view? You know, everybody's watching you and, you know, you're getting all that attention.
Kind of. I mean, I have to actually say, I mean,
do you become someone else when you're on the catwalk?
No, I go into my professional mode, which is like cut off, and I'm so used to it. I mean, I've done it since I was 15. I mean, it's got better nowadays. So I used to, through my 20s, I used to throw up before I went on the catwalk, so I was so nervous.
Really?
Nowadays, I can actually refrain from doing that, so that's fantastic. So it won't have to be a bucket by the
Big Mac and
the
fries
exit.
And a catwalk, please.
No, I mean, but that was utter terror, because I think that's with age, you become much more, you have much more confidence within yourself. And I mean, I really enjoy it. I love the adrenaline buzz. You know, I love it as much as I love being in front of the camera. or as much as I love doing TV presenting. For me, it's all work, and I'm just very, very lucky. I'm still working at the age of 31.
Excellent. Well, after all that hard partying last night, I think you both need a little bit of a lie down to prepare,
to prepare for
Fashion
work.
Week coming up in Liverpool. Just reminders of the dates in Liverpool Fashion Week.
They're from the 9th to the 13th of March. We're going to have great events every evening and great parties.
Lots of nice goodie bags. Everyone, please come. It's going to be so much fun.
If people want to find out more information, how can they go about doing that?
Good question. If you go on to Liverpool Fashion website, you'll find it there. And you'll find out where all the venues are and which designers are coming in, and also some surprises in store I've heard, but I'm not allowed to talk about.
Well, we
heard it here first.
It'd be great for everyone's support, so please come.
Julian and Sophie, pleasure talking to you both.
Thank you very much, darling. Indeed. Thank you.
Mwah.